And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Jim Harrison, born Grayling, Michigan, 1937. His first collection of poems came out in 1965, Plain Song, later author of the novella Legends of the Fall, made into a movie in 1994. His favorite place to write was a one-room ranch cabin in Patagonia, Arizona. Spent the winter down there. Summers, he went up to Montana, hunt and fish, wrote a series of essays on food, the raw and the cooked. Jim Harrison, who died this past March, he died sitting at his desk in Patagonia, writing out his next book, Longhand. His last book of poems, Dead Man's Float, came out last year. His collection of novellas, The Ancient Minstrel, came out in March. Jim Harrison, who once said, "I like grit, I like love and death, I'm tired of irony." As we know from the Russians, a lot of good fiction is sentimental. The novelist who refuses sentiment refuses the full spectrum of human behavior, and then he just dries up. I would rather give full vent to all human loves and disappointments and take a chance on being corny than die a smartass. It's the birthday of the writer, poet Grace Paley, born in the Bronx, 1922, grew up in a household where Russian, Yiddish, and English were all spoken. Her first book, Little Disturbances of Man, came out in 1959. Grace Paley, who said, "The best training is to read and write, no matter what. Don't live with a lover or a roommate who doesn't respect your work. Don't lie. Buy time. Borrow to buy time. Write what will stop your breath if you don't write." And it's the birthday of the man called the father of modern Arabic literature, the writer Naguib Mahfouz, born in Cairo in 1911. One of his most famous works, Between the Two Palaces, the first book in his Cairo trilogy, considered the most famous novel in the Arabic language. Naguib Mahfouz, who survived an assassination attempt when he was 83, Mahfouz said, "At my age, it is unseemly to be pessimistic." Here's a poem by Grace Paley, the poet's occasional alternative. "I was going to write a poem. I made a pie instead. It took about the same amount of time. Of course, the pie was a final draft. The poem would have had some distance to go, days and weeks, and much crumpled paper. The pie already had a talking, tumbling audience among small trucks and a fire engine on the kitchen floor. Everybody will like this pie. It will have apples and cranberries, dried apricots in it. Many friends will say, 'Why in the world did you make only one?' This does not happen with poems. Because of unreportable sadnesses, I decided to settle this morning for a responsive eatership. I do not want to wait a week, a year, a generation for the right consumer to come along." The Poet's Occasional Alternative, a poem by Grace Paley from Begin Again, published by Fair, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February, more at awpwriter.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.